Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just another day here at the airpark in the office.
Oh, joy. So I talked to my realtor, well, the realtor I've been talking to, and I think I've decided that I'm gonna list it. And then just see how that goes for a minute because I really want to pay off my car, and I just don't think that I'll be able to do that on top of the other things I need to pay off. So, can I call you back in like a week and a half and update you if something changes?
So what are you going to list it for, just out of curiosity?
284.
284.
I know that's out here. That's not,
Well, it's not out of the ordinary.
but
It's just my only concern for you is, you want to get out of it. You don't want this to be a prolonged thing. And people, I mean, it could take 6 months realistically. People dealing with inspections and, whatever else they pull out of a hat, that's just kind of going to be the ball. But, listing it is, if you feel that's the best way, for you to get what you need out of it, then, who's to say, I know anything. So,
Well, I thank you for calling me back. And if something changes and like I'm not feeling it, I will let you know because you are the one that I've been working with. I haven't called back the other lady. So if something happens, because I still need to do some stuff to the house to try to get it ready if I'm able to. But if something happens or something else goes wrong, I will call you and I will change my plans.
okay. What else do you need to do to the house?
We have a bathtub that needs new hardware and like it's corroded, so we haven't been able to like get it off, so I need to call someone to fix that, and that way both bathtubs would be working. And I need to like haul stuff from the garage. There's like a garage full of just shit, so I gotta do that. And then I probably should clean up around the house, like the outside, because it doesn't look great. It's been neglected for probably about a year now, other than just mowing. But yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get all that done, but that's what we're thinking. And we'll be in New Jersey for a couple more days, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you have people that, that you can get to help you finish that, or do you need someone, or what?
Well, I would try to do it, make my husband and I do as much as possible. And then for the stuff in the house, like I'm thinking about getting a dumpster. We've gone a dumpster before, for different stuff. So we'd be able to do that. The cleaning up the outside, I don't know how much we'll be able to like get done with that just because of time's sake. And the plumbing, I'm not exactly sure. I think my uncle could have that, but I also might have to hire someone for that if we can't get it loose because it is like really corroded.
Sure. Okay. I mean, yeah, I definitely want you to get as much as, you can for it. Have you thought about, what some of these repairs are going to cost you? How much they're going to cost?
Only a couple hundred probably for the bathtub, unless they find another problem. I don't think there's another problem, it's just the cartridges. But and the dumpster is like 400 or 500. So, and the if we did the outside, I'm not exactly sure. But yeah. I have been talking to a guy about doing some of the stuff, but he did some stuff for me before. He just hasn't given me a quote for the garage yet to see if that's a better option, like an easier option for us.
I mean, so what would you be willing to do, just, as is, the way it is, right now, if you weren't even, gonna put it on the market, if you're like, you know what, I don't want to deal with any of this. Let's just do something now. I mean, what have you thought about that number? Because out of, even if you sell, let's just say you sell for 280.
Then I have to pay realtor's fees, and then yeah, that's what I know about all of that. I just like if I calculated it as if I made 270, okay?
Yeah,
Like I
but so,
even like went under the listing price if I had to lower the price to sell it. So I did 270, and then it's 6% commission. And how much is closing cost? Is that like 2%? Or
No,
something, or is it
so
like a
it's 6%. Yeah, so about 8% total. So 8% total. If you sold it at, let's just say you sold it at 280. 8% of that is 22,000. So you're at 258 right now. And then, if the repair, let's just say the buyer is going to say, well, we want 10,000 off because of repairs. So now you're at like 248.
Right. And then I have to pay off the rest of my bankruptcy, and I took that into consideration, and that's 8,000. So I just put it as like 240 in my mind.
Okay. I mean, if I can, come close to that, I mean, would you just say, you know what, I'll just go with you. Don't even worry about listing it, 'cause I mean, these fees.
That's totally an option. That's totally an option depending on what you can do for me. I am open to that because, I mean, the realtor said to list it at 287. I told him I would like it at 284, but I was talking to my husband and I was like 270. Like if we went to the realtor and I had to pay all the other stuff. But you would be more convenient, obviously. So I take that into consideration. We wouldn't have to wait. And like you said, we don't know how long the wait is. I was worried about selling it. And this is why I was like really considering going with you because of the flood insurance being a turn off for some people as like a regular buyer. Because I know that was like I have flood insurance, so I'd be able to like, tell people what they can use, but my person I bought it from is a pain in the neck for me. But
Sure.
yeah, you figure out how close.
I mean,
And
how much,
then.
let's say we were able to say, okay, you know what, that works for me. I mean, even if I got a number that's gonna work for you, I mean, is this something that you want to go on, or do you want to just continue to, take your time on it? Because, I'm not really, I don't, really go back and forth a lot. And I appreciate you definitely taking the time to speak with me. I buy a lot of houses, about 20, 30 a month. So
Yeah.
it's time
Yeah.
is all I really am saying.
Right.
So, if we could.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I know I have to wait the 21 days to get it approved and, like, all closing and everything. So that's pushing it out towards the summer.
So you'd need like,
So.
what, 60 days to close, at least?
No, the sooner the better.
Okay, so you
Because
want to close.
I have a place to go. Like I can leave whenever. Like, if I had the money to move, I can move all my stuff right now. But, yeah, we're like moving in with family until I relocate for a fall job because I'm a teacher.
Yep. I mean, look, as is, remind me again, was this the brick one?
Yeah.
It's all brick.
It's all brick. Yeah, it's like 1,860 square feet upstairs.
I mean, all right, so let's just say we can get you close to what you want. What would be the next steps for you? I mean, is this something that
I mean,
you'd
if you can get close, all I gotta do is I just wanna write out the numbers so I can see it and calculate my car and everything and then call you back
want?
and then see how I feel about it. Because ultimately, like, I'm trying to pay off my debt so that I can qualify
Well, here's what I'll
for a
say.
bigger mortgage.
I mean, because I know the area and this is more than what I want to pay, but this is probably the last, definitely the last number that I'm willing to do is you have goals, I have goals. There has to be, there has to be a winner on
Yeah.
it. There is a winner on everything. So 223, 450 is really the, I mean, that's even pressing. That's very slim for me, but
Okay, I will run the numbers and I will get back to you. You said
that's,
223,450.
yeah, and that's cash as is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll go write the numbers down and I will text you about when I should call you back.
All right, so you give me a call back today?
Today or tomorrow, I have to run out with family, so I may not have a chance to call you unless it's like late.
Okay. I mean, 'cause just the way that, the way that my money works is, I can do that today and I can guarantee it today. I can't guarantee it for tomorrow 'cause, if I'm
Okay.
overpaying something, it's just the numbers are tight and the way that I move the money around, it gets kind of tricky. So I can guarantee it today, so the
Okay,
sooner the
all
better,
right.
we don't have.
I will try to get back to you as soon as possible. Let me go write down the numbers and talk to my husband real quick and then think about it and then I will call you back.
Okay.
How late can I call you? Like at the close of like typical business bank hours, like 5?
No, I answer my phone. I mean,
Okay.
before 5 p.m.
I'll text you, and if you can take my call, just call me back. How about
I'll definitely, if you call me, I'll definitely answer.
that? Okay, cool. All right. Let me go run the numbers. Thank you so much for calling me, okay?
Kaylin, no problem.
All right. Bye.
Bye.